Yes, indeed. It is the Music Savage Show here, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Toast free from radio server all Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. It's the Windows Down special with Ryan D and Steve B. And man, that song is a jam that you just heard. And we were just talking about how that song makes you feel, and how I was recently in Vancouver and driving through forests full of Douglas firs in the morning. And the haze, the mist hadn't come up off the ocean yet. And you had the mountains over here and the ocean over here. Oh, wait, I'm talking about another song.
But you know what? I wasn't going to interrupt you. I was gonna flow with it, just you so know you know.
That actually works there,
it
too.
It certainly does.
That's why we're doing this song.
Yep.
I mean, this show, because these songs can hit you at the best times, and especially on road trips. Black Pumas right there, Colors, and that is off the Austin, Texas band's brilliant self-titled debut album, released June 2019. We're just having conversations in here as songs are playing.
Here's hoping we hear more music from those guys.
Yeah, it's been a minute, 2019.
Yeah.
But they took a little hiatus, right?
Taking a hiatus, yeah.
That to first, their self-titled album is... Man.
Soul Gold.
Up ahead of that, speaking of Soul Gold.
Uh-huh.
It was your pick, Devin Gilfillian, and why did you pick Get Out and Get It?
To me, there is like... So I'm a huge Bill Withers fan.
Yeah.
And to me, there's no one out there right now that's got the spirit, to me, of Bill Withers more than Devin Gilfillian. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy just... In my opinion, can't put out a bad song now.
It's so good. And that whole album is so good. Nashville Musicians, major label debut. Black Hole Rainbow is where you can find Get Out and Get It. That was released back in January 2020 on Capitol Records. Up ahead of that, Deer Tick, Favorite. And these are all favorites of Music Savage. So
I feel like we can do an entire Windows Down playlist for Deer Tick songs.
Yeah,
so I'm glad we saluted them in the set.
Yes, the Jumpstarting is off the band's 2017 double album, Deer Tick, Volume 1 and 2. But this Jumpstarting appears on their Rocking Volume 2 album, while Volume 1 is the more acoustic album. And we're huge Deer Tick fans. And that song particularly is such a great driving song. Man, it makes you just want to press the speed pedal down and go
faster.
But you shouldn't do that. You should probably just go the speed limit.
And well, if you're going with the flow of traffic,
on the highway,
you always use that.
Always,
pull that one.
Always pull
the
one out
of the back pocket.
And kicking off that set with one of your selections, Hermanos Gutierrez. You selected Tres Hermanos, and that's off the Zurich-based brother duo's wonderful, beautiful album. It's called El Bueno y El Malo. It was released October 2022. It was one of our favorite albums of last year. Mm. And it's on Dan Auerbach's label Easy Eye Sound. And, of course, Dan plays guitar on that track, and he's listed as a third brother, which is why the song is called Tres Hermanos.
Right.
And we both love them, but why did you select that song?
To me, that is the ultimate... Here's something we may have not talked about before. I actually think in soundtracks. Like, I soundtrack pretty much every minute of my life, like what song would go along
with this moment,
this scene or whatever. So this is absolutely the soundtrack of, you know, cruising through a desert sometime in my life, and this may or may not have actually happened.
It probably did.
You know, and it's and you're just cruising along so fast that you don't even know how fast you're going, and who knows, that you know, you got the top down, the windows down.
Sure. Yeah.
On an assortment of questionable pollutants, you know, but the groove is so good that a cop's not even going to pull you over.
No, he just sees it happening and just lets it go. He hears the music coming out and he's like, "I got it."
Yep.
There's nothing happening here. That's a stone cold jam. I'm not going to pull that car over. I'm glad you made it through that.
You wouldn't ruin that mood, would you?
No, why would you? Let's get back into it at the top of the hour. Man, we have so many great songs, and we're going to kick it off with a Steve B selection of Flea Foxes. And this is Ragged Wood, which is on the Seattle band's self-titled debut album, released back in June of 2008. My goodness, it's been that long already. And this song, I was telling him when I'm putting this show together, that this song reminds me of this of the West Coast. This is West Coast music right here. Fleet Foxes, Music Savage Show.
Spring is upon us, follow my arm. and tide, when the sparrow and the seagull fly. Jonathan and Evelyn get tired.
a pajama, rolled out of bed, and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout, and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Winston's Music Savage Show Without You. Excellent singer from the Brooklyn by way of Virginia duo. It's released back in January 2007. That's Steve B's pick right there.
That is just when you DGAF, as the kids say these days. That is a rock and roll song by these guys. They came across our desks. Geez, when the heck was that? Probably late
2017, right?
Yeah, something like that. And pretty quickly fell in love with them. Unfortunately, I don't think they're playing around as a band anymore. But gosh, that song gets me every single time.
They left some good music for us to jam out to. Up ahead of that, REM, Radio Free Europe. First track, lead single off of the debut album Murmur from those guys. Actually, I played you the single, which I actually found on eponymous, but there's so many different versions of Radio Free Europe, and I like that one the most. Up ahead of that, Paul Simon, another song that we both had on our Windows Down list because, I mean, come on. Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard's lead track and second single off of his self-titled debut album, released January 1972, and that song is
classic Paul classic. Simon, right?
Paul Simon.
I mean, and it's unbelievable the number of, when you look back at his catalog, how many songs that he's put out that you would absolutely put on any time of the
Any time of the day, any time of the year, and you can pick so many of them that can be Windows Down songs. The Kinks up out of that with Strangers. I liked the 1-2 punch of the Kinks and Paul Simon, and that set a lot.
That was a nice set.
It's off the English band's eighth studio album, Lola versus Power Man and the Money Go Round Part 1. It's also one of my favorite album names of all time. I have no idea what's going on there, but it's great. Off of released November 1970. That song got new life from Wes Anderson, because Wes Anderson soundtracks are always just amazing, and I do love that song so much, especially the drums in that song, my goodness. And kicking off with Fleet Foxes, Ragged Wood. It's off the Seattle band's self-titled debut album, released June 2008. Good stuff, Steve.
Yeah, and that song, I was living on the West Coast
when
that came out, and I actually saw them in a tiny little club in Portland, Oregon. And seeing that song live, performed live, was just like life-changing. I'm like, oh, this is the soundtrack to this part of my life right now. That entire album was my West Coast experience.
I love it, and that's why we love music so much, right? It takes you back to a moment in time that is just kind of like perfect and can reconnect you, and also kind of puts you in and ground you as to where you are now. You know, it gives you this nice bridge to back then. And Pacific Coast, you know, we were driving the Pacific Coast recently, and that song is an amazing, or, you know, driving around the ocean or in any area, morning time, nighttime.
Yeah, matter. And you know what it is? I think part of what makes it appropriate for that, for West Coast, at least in my mind, is not only the bands from there, but like just the expansiveness and how big it is. Mm-hmm. Everything seems so big.
So big, so
the
much
trees
larger.
Are big,
yeah.
The cliffs are big, the ocean's big, everything's big, the sky is big.
Everything
seems
is
so
big.
Much bigger.
Yeah, and it kind of puts you in your place, right? It grounds you and it makes you maybe not so much feel insignificant, but it kind of makes you realize that there's more in this world than just
big
you. It's the big picture. And this song I'm going to play next is my pick, and this is another song that when you're driving around, And I have to tell you that Volkswagen really understood this song.
Shout out to Arnold.
Yeah, I mean, this they got it. Whoever the ad genius, the ad wizard was who heard that song and said, we need something to promote the new Volkswagen. They were like, I got it. Mm-hmm. And I was watching that.
Have you heard of Nick Drake?
Have you heard of Nick Drake? And there's this one song. And there's that scene when the sunroof is open and the moon is in there. And I was like, this, whoever did this, they got it.
That commercial was essentially a coming-of-age movie in itself.
It really was, yeah. And it introduced a lot of people to Nick Drake, and this is Pink Moon from the album of the same name, Music Savage Show.
I saw it written and I saw it say, pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink moon, gonna get you on the pink moon. Yeah, pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. always written and it's always say, bring the moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Bring the moon, gonna get you. Feeling good.
billion plays later, and I still feel that song in my soul. The Cure, Just Like Heaven. Thanks, Steve. All right. Turn off the AC when I turn the mic on. You got my back. That's how DJs roll. And now it's quiet. The Cure, Just Like Heaven, still sounds as good as it did the first time I heard it. Third single off the album that put them right into the American mainstream.
Talk about soundtracks.
Oof, man, oh man. That was from 1987, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. I can hear that song 1 billion times and I still turn it up real loud and let people know I'm listening to it. Up out of that, Whitney with Golden Days, second single off the Chicago duo stellar debut album. It's called Light Upon the Lake, released June 2016. That was your pick, and man, they put on a good live show. We were just talking about them at Great Woods.
Yeah, no, Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Not Great Woods.
Oh, it was just
a different show. So it's not even Great Woods anymore.
But it will always be Great Woods to me.
I know, I understand.
Great Scott.
Great Scott, yeah. We were lucky enough to be at that show at Great Scott. It must have been the same year.
It was the same year.
The album came out, right? Yeah. And that R.I.P. Great Scott. R.I.P. Yeah. I missed that place so much.
So do I.
But what an amazing show.
An amazing song, right?
That whole album is amazing.
To me, it sounds like summer. That album sounds like summer to me.
Yep. Yeah, and if there was a modern 90210, and please don't tell me that there's another one.
I hope not.
But like that could totally be the theme
100%.
Song.
Yeah, I agree. Then after that, they went on and played bigger. They got bigger and bigger, and they played Sinclair, and I saw them with Hallie. I think you were at that show, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were all at that show.
Yep.
And shout out to Hallie, who's listening on a morning walk. It's beautiful out there. My Morning Jacket, another one of yours, Golden. We went from Golden to Golden Days, fourth and final single
great
off of their
segue.
Album. Man, thanks, man.
That's why he gets the big bucks.
That was a great choice as well. I mean, perfect, perfect choice.
Masters of Jam Rock, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny, you had mentioned at the beginning, right before that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was
Nick Drake.
Nick Drake,
yeah,
Pink Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the Volkswagen commercial. Mm-hmm. So that actually happened at Arnold, right here in Boston, right? So that's the agency Arnold here in Boston that I was actually working at. When I would turn my windows down, push my windows down, whatever it was, and that's
I think it might have been push at that time.
Push,
yeah.
But it's probably a push.
I mean, when I say roll the windows down, we're definitely dating ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. But I used to work at Arnold, and I would crank that My Morning Jacket album the entire way into driving into downtown Boston, which was quite honestly too long.
Yeah. But you know what a perfect segue, right? Like you were listening to that while going to work at the company that created the commercial for Pink Moon. I did that on purpose. I did not know that story until right now, but in my soul, I did know it. I knew there was a connection.
There's a weird thing happening in this room
right now.
There is.
There's a lot of vibing going on. It's the last set. It always comes by so fast. It's so crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're having a great time. This is Wilder Woods. This is your selection, Patience, and this is off his album, Fever Sky. Let's get into it. Music Savvy Show.
Of hell. I really wish I had patience. Chasing these goals. Really need your forgiveness for me to ever let go. So here comes a confession. I've been running so long. It finally feels like a blessing. It's you and me when I'm home. It's a shame.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hollywood night in those Hollywood hills.
special edition. Music Savage Show, 91.5 FM in Medford. Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. So in Boston, all the world, WFO.org. Thank you so much, Steve, for being here.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
So our last set, driving the windows down. AC/DC, Highway to Hell. Up ahead of that, Bob Seger with Hollywood Nights. Lemonheads with A Shame About Ray. And Wilder Woods with Patience. Bob Seger and Wilder Woods. Steve B's picks, AC/DC. And Lemonheads, mine. It's been a pleasure. Steve, will you come back and do this again with me?
Of course I will, buddy.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, too.
And I love you.
Aww.
Right back. All right, stay tuned for Jack. Jangle Heaven. It's coming up next. This is Ryan D. Be good to yourself and be good to others. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. Come back to me safe and sound. Have a great weekend. See you, kids. Jack is up next. It's Ryan D. Steve B. signing off.